Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. Just want to welcome everybody tonight to When We Speak Now. Amen. I am the host, Prophetess Lisa Harris. Amen. We are excited tonight to see what the Father has in store for his chosen daughters and his sons on tonight. Amen. We're going to go into a quick prayer and jump right into this word on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight. Just want to tell the Lord thank you for one more opportunity that you allow us to be here tonight. Father God, we just want to come and give you some praise and some glory. And we just want to honor you tonight. We welcome you tonight. Realize, God, that your name is a strong tower. You said the righteous can run in and be saved on tonight. Father God, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to come before your people on tonight. Father God, we just want to tell the Lord, thank you for one more opportunity. Hallelujah. We realize some people did not make it in. But God, you allow us to make it in tonight. And for that, we forever celebrate you. We honor you tonight. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That you ever a maker. You are the beginning unto the end. You said you would never leave your people, nor will you forsake them. And Father God, we tell the Lord, thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but that song tonight to fill me up, God. Almost, come on, hallelujah. We want our cup to run over tonight. He said, he said, fill me up until we want no more. Come on. He said, if you provide the fire, he provide the sacrifice on tonight. I don't know about you all, but every day we should ask the Lord to fill us up. Come on, somebody. We cannot keep a line the same fill up. We got to continue going, and we have to ask God to fill up. But he said he can't keep filling us up until we empty out first. Come on, hallelujah. Since Father, I want God to keep doing stuff for us. But God said, what have you? He requires some things for us tonight, hallelujah. So as I was preparing and studying and said, God, what would you help me to speak to your women and your men? So God, even a couple, I always prepare myself a little early to give enough time and space just in case God might want to shift the word or shift whatever. Amen. Come on, somebody. We all should be eager to go with the shift. Amen. So tonight, as I was preparing this word on tonight, this rainbow word, the fresh word, and now word, hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord say, speak tonight to my people. The Spirit of God say, choose this day who will you serve. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Choose this day. Who shall you serve? You can't serve two masters. Come on, somebody. You can't serve Muhammad. You can't. Then you want to serve Jesus or Jehovah Jireh. He said tonight, God said, choose tonight. Who shall you serve? Come on, somebody. Who is your God? Who is your Lord? Who is your Jesus? Amen. Spirit of God say tonight, choose this night. Who shall you serve? Come on, somebody. We're going to get in the book of Joshua and do the Romans. Amen. It says, Joshua say, choose this day whom you will serve, whether God or your ancestors serve in the region beyond the river, the gods of the Amorites, in whose land are you living? But as for me and my house, come on, somebody, hallelujah. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. So everybody connect to in your house. You got to tell them, baby, you connect to me. You will serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. Just for say for me and my house. Hallelujah. We shall serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. God is a jealous God. You can't put no other God before God. I don't understand how these people, you know, you would ever want to change God's name and change Jesus, change the Lord. Come on, they are one in the spirit. God said he's a jealous God. You can't worship nobody but God. Don't worship man. Worship no woman. Come on, somebody. Your job, your children. God said, you must worship me in spirit and truth. Why? Because God said, I am a jealous God. And you can't put nobody before God. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, you are the living, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Let's go to the book of Joshua 24 and verse Chapter 24 and 15. Jump into this word. Come back to my notes. Remember that we must the title tonight. Choose this night who shall you serve. I don't know about you all, but I will serve God than me any day. Amen. Chapter 24, verse 15 says, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the God which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, of God of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua is speaking. Hallelujah. And the people answered and said, God, forbid that we shall forsake the Lord to serve other God. I don't think so. How can you forsake the man that created everything? Come on, somebody. Everything God spoke in the book of Genesis, they said, and God spoke. And God said, let it be light. God said, let me make man in my own image. Amen. In the book of Genesis, it talk about God. God said, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other God. Ain't nowhere in the world I will forsake my Lord to serve any other God. Come on, somebody. God said, he's a jealous God. Baby, you will not serve that job. You will not serve that man. Come on, somebody. You honor your pastor. Come on, somebody. But don't you worship him. Hallelujah. Don't make him out of your God. Because God said you are made man out of your image, out of my. Come on. And God said you can't worship your pastor. We do thank God for our pastor, the bishop, the apostle. But God said he is a jealous God. You better say, I thank God for my pastor. And the Bible said, Lord, he walking upright. Come on, somebody. He living right. Which is the gospel. You follow him. Hallelujah. But he said, how can you forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods? I don't think so. It ain't happened for me. Come on, somebody. Verse 17 said, for the Lord our God, he is that brought us up out of the father and out of the land of Egypt. Come on, somebody. The Lord said he don't went right where you was at. Hallelujah. When you was in Egypt, you was in bondage, you was in Lullaby. The Lord said he went there and brought us up out of a father out of the land of Egypt. Tonight, baby, you don't have to be in bondage. You ain't got to live in Egypt. You got to live a lot of bondage. The Lord said that he went and he brought us out of Egypt. So why are you stuck in bondage? Come on, somebody. Why are you stuck in Egypt? Hallelujah. When God said you can live and have life more abundant, the Lord said he went there. Ooh, that's good right here. He went there and brought us out. Oh, my God. He brought you out of the house of bondage. So what you saying? Who the Son set free, free indeed. Let the redeemer of the Lord say something. You ain't got to be stuck in that place where you at right now. Come on, somebody. The Lord say he don't went there. He don't brought you out. What you saying? Baby, you didn't have to pay a dime for your freedom. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You don't have to pay nothing to be free. The Lord say he went there. He brought us up and our father out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. What is bondage? Yoke. Oh, my God. Bondage when you yoke to something and you bow down. Come on, somebody. You are not free. You are in bondage. You are in slavery. Come on. You are in prison. You are in jail. Come on. In your own mind, because you allow your mind to keep you in bondage. But the Lord said, he went there. He brought you and me out. Oh, hallelujah. We didn't have to pay a dime for that. Amen. Wasted those great signs in the sight and preserve us in all the way where we went among all the people. Though we were passed, we are no longer in slavery. We are no longer in bondage. Come on, somebody. Tonight, you better free yourself from that yoke of bondage. The Lord said he don't whip them. He don't vote you and vote me out. Come on, somebody. Tonight, you need to be free. And tonight, that you will just like, who shall you serve? You can't serve two masters, baby. Come on. Either you're going to hate the other and love the other. You can't serve two masters. He said, choose this day we shall serve the Lord. Come on, somebody. And verse 18 said, and the Lord drag out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for he is our God. For he is our God tonight. So people of God, baby, you don't have to be in bondage. Come on. Tonight, I don't want to ask them, how desperate do you want to be free? Woo, hallelujah. God said, the Lord said, he don't want that now. Now, he said, I don't bought you out. But now, what you want to do? Which one you want? Do you want to stay there and die? Or do you want to live? Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. I want to live. Hallelujah. God said he don't get it for us. So now we got to break our mind, break your mind out of that bondage, out of that slavery, out of that poverty, and stop saying, I thank. So no, if you trust God, you don't trust God. Choose tonight who shall you serve. Hallelujah. Tonight the Lord is speaking. Joshua saying, for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. So what about you and your house? Is you and your house serving the Lord together? People in your house that connect to you, are they serving God with you? Are they walking with you? They talking with their prayer with you? Because guess what the Bible say? Hey, he said, well, you got to come in one accord. When I move of God, you got to come together as one. So for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on, somebody, tonight. Joshua saying, choose this day, who shall you serve? That is what we choose today. Choose whom you willing to serve. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him with sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the God that your father choose whom you will serve. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve the Lord. Choose you this day whom you shall serve, whether the God which your father served. Come on, somebody. Choose this day whom you shall serve. We cannot serve two masters. You can't serve two God. You can't serve two Lord. You can't serve two. I don't understand these people. Come on, with all these names. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you all, but I find him to be my father, my mother. And the word of God says, when your mother and your father forsake you, the father say what? He will take us up tonight. Choose. This night, who shall you serve? Hallelujah. You got to make a decision, baby. Come on. You going all the way with God? Come on. The Bible says either you're hot or you're cold. You little ones, he's going to spit you out of his mouth tonight. So choose tonight. Which one are you? Are you hot, you cold, or you little one? Ooh, my God. Tonight, God said choose tonight who you going to serve. You going to trust God? You're not going to trust God. You're going to trust the process? Not going to trust the process. Come on, somebody. You can't be waving. The Bible says a double-minded man is waving all his way. Come on. You got to know that God is your provider. God is your healer. God's your redeemer. God is your provider. You got to know that you know. Hallelujah. And why do I know that I know? Because tonight I choose to serve God. I choose to serve no other but God. Hallelujah. He said you better not put nobody before God. Don't put your job, put your husband, your wife, your children, your friends. I don't care who it is tonight, your homeboy, your homegirl. God said tonight, choose this night who you going to serve. Come on, somebody. That's why it's so important. Don't worship your pastor. You honor your pastor. Come on. You submit to your pastor, but don't make him out of your God, baby. Come on. Because he a man like any other man. Jesus was a man in the flesh. Your pastor is a man in the flesh. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to jump right over now to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And we're moving. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, we are moving. Amen. This word is good all by itself. Amen. I tell you, the Lord is blessing. God is speaking on tonight, and we are moving forward in the kingdom of God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to Deuteronomy, and we're going to begin at verse chapter 28. We're going to talk about choosing. This tonight, you have to make a decision. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2. Here we go. And all these blessings shall come upon thee, overtake thee if thou hearken. So what you say, prophet, hearken means God say, I need your full divine attention. When hearken means stop, listen, get instruction, get direction. Can I get a witness right there? And all these blood shall come on thee, overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken. See, right there. Oh, my God, right there, right there. He said, if thou shalt hearken. So he asked a question tonight. Come on, somebody. He said, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord, thy God. He ain't to the voice of your pastor. He ain't to the voice of your bishop, your apostle, your elder. He said, hearken unto the voice of the voice of thy God. Obey. Y'all better hear this word tonight. God said you got to hearken to the voice of the Lord, and you got to obey what God is saying. He said tonight, choose this night, who shall you serve? How can you serve somebody that you don't know? How can you know him when you don't spend no time with God, no intimate time with God? You ain't praying, you ain't fasting, you ain't speaking your word. So how can you obey God when you don't know the voice of God? My God. The Bible said, my sheep know my voice. And a scream they will not follow. There you go again. But how can you know the voice of God when you don't have no intimate time with him? You spend no time with him. Come on, somebody. You in the book of James. You're the busybody. You're tailbearer. Everybody's a business. So how can you hearken to the voice of God when you don't even know who he is? Lord, this God, this word is good, y'all. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name tonight. He said, first three said, blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be thy fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kindred and the flock of thy sheep. Children, sheep, go get sheep. Your pastor, don't go get sheep. Sheep, go get sheep. Who are the sheep? We are. Hallelujah. Good. This word is so good, y'all. I'm on the edge of my seat right now. I promise I am. It says, here we go again. Okay, we read to us 20 verse 2. The Lord will send a blessing on your bones, everything you put your hand to do. The Lord shall, your God, will bless you in the land. He is giving you, the Lord will establish you. Oh, my God. Hold on 1 minute. Now, when God say he would establish you and me, we have to allow God to establish us where he wants to be at. Come on, somebody. Some of us don't put out on our own. We don't establish our own ministry. We don't did our own thing. And that's why we don't shipwreck. That's why there's no fruit. Come on, somebody. Ain't no fruit growing on your tree. And never grow on your tree because you don't want to establish your own ministry. You did not wait on God for instruction. You did not wait on God to tell you where to go. And sometimes miss our season. Come on, somebody, we at our place, at our position. Because the Lord will establish you. When we learn how to wait on God, get instruction. Lord, I know you told me to establish my outreach ministry. God, when do you release me to establish my ministry? God, I ain't making no move till you tell me instruction. Come on, somebody. That's why tonight is so important that we allow Lord to establish us. Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. And guess what? You know the one that now has been truly ordained, established by God. Why? Because there's no fruit. Woo! My God, hallelujah. Ain't no fruit going on their vine. You don't see the Spirit of God in them. They ain't going nowhere. They suck. My God, what is up? God, they didn't wait on God to establish them. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you. And if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, let me stop right there. Now he said, walk in my ways, not Lisa, not Ella Hamilton, not Terry. Come on, somebody. He said, walk in my ways. Our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. If we learn how to wait on God to establish them, guess what, baby? It'll be established the right way. Come on, somebody. People are seeing the Spirit of God, and they'll see the fruits growing in them because they'll say, I know God established you. Because I'm looking now. I see the Spirit of God upon you, and I'm looking, and I see the fruits. It's growing on your tree. Come on, somebody. And in matter of fact, you've got something that's put on your tree that your limb is weighted down because there's the fruit on you every bearing more fruit tonight. Why? Because we let God establish us. Oh, what the Bible says, what is man's footstep has been ordered ordained by God. When you allow God to establish us, learn how to wait. Trust the process. Father, when with the head of God, God said, I didn't see you. I don't know who sent you, but God said, I didn't see you. Ooh. Ooh. He said, I didn't chose you. I didn't call you. Because who I called, I qualified. Who I qualified, justified. You better make sure you hear the voice of God. Come on, somebody. When God established you in me. Oh, my God, it'll be an easy transition. The blessing of the Lord, I just read to Romans 28, verse 2, it said, all these blessings shall come on thee, overtake thee. Oh, my God, overtake thee. Come on, that means we're going to have something to bless them. We're going to have to share them with somebody else what God done gave us. We're going to have to bless some more people because he said they're getting ready to overtake you. Take thee, if thou shalt hook in. First of all, we got to get instruction from God. We got to listen to God. Well, he said, hook in to my voice. I need you to hear me. I need you to obey me. Follow my instruction. Amen. This is real good right here, y'all. He said, establish you as the holy people as he promised you of. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God, walk in his ways, what does it mean? The message is here. Promise and that we obey his commandment. Tell first to set high above all offering things in our life and treasure as our treasure him as our first cause are created, then the blessing of our lives will become so powerful that they will overtake us. We will not be able to escape their wives because he said it's going to be so many blessings. You ain't going to even have, you're going to have to find somebody to give away to. Let's talk about being chosen. Chosen means to be picked out. Pick out of something being the best or the most appropriate or to select freely after consideration. Hallelujah. Joshua had made a once and for all choice, but he continued to do so daily, choosing God over anything. Joshua said, I chose God over and over again throughout his life. Like Joshua did for the Israelites, God extends his invitation to us. Woo! So what you saying? He said, baby, I'm extending my invitation to you tonight. The Father said, it's open. Choose this night who you're going to serve. Amen. Throughout his life, Joshua did for the Israelites and extend his invitation for us. And we must decide then, we must make decision unto action. We choose to come to him and serve him daily. But
do that, come on, y'all, we got to be real. We don't come to God daily and serve him. Come on. We got to be real. We got to be real. This not be prayer or not tonight. Come on, somebody. But Joshua said he chose to over and over again throughout his life. Joshua said, choose this night who shall you serve. Come on, somebody. See, we serve a jealous God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a consuming God. And God give us all choices, all decisions tonight. I don't know about you, but I will go bite. I have to say, hold up, listen, I need to go bite. And I need to make sure that my ministry is really established. It's my ministry reordained by God. I need to make sure that I lay the right foundation. Did I build my ministry on a solid rock? Hallelujah. Tonight the Father says he shall establish us. That's why it's so important that we don't let people push up before our time. Come on, somebody. I don't care who offered you a ministry, a church. You better see us and let me pray about it. Let me see God. Let me make sure God is I hear what you're saying, but my God tell me that my gifts will make room for me. The Bible say, be anxious for nothing. Can I get a witness? He said, by your prayer, supplication, make your request, be made known unto me. Tonight the Father said he wants to establish us. Some of us got to be real. We are not established by God. And why you say that, prophet? Because when every time the wind comes, you allow the wind to overtake you. Come on, somebody. Be like that tree planted in Psalms. Planted by the river. When the storm comes, I'm not going to move. They ain't going to shake me. They ain't going to break me. Come on, somebody. So tonight, when Father God establishes you and me, guess what, baby? It's a solid foundation. It's established by God. Everything we need, God's going to add to us. He said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, all these blessings shall overtake you and me if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of God. We need to know the voice of God. We need to make sure God is speaking to us. We need to get instruction. Come on, somebody. Habakkuk said, write this vision down upon the tables of your heart. Though it tarry, wait for it. It shall surely speak to pass. Though the vision run. But she said, wait for it. Because it shall surely, what it going to do, it's going to come to pass. Tell me to go back if you write our vision. Why you say that? Because we connect to the wrong ministry, and son, we got the old vision for the old ministry, and that ministry is gone. So why do you keep holding on to that vision? How can God establish you something new when you hold on to something that no longer live? Come on, somebody. We need to stop praying for God to resurrect something that's dead. Hallelujah. Mama said, baby, the dead, bury the dead. Come on. Now, we know in the book of Jesus, when Jesus told Mary and Martha, he said, I am the resurrection. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to wait until Easter, the Passover, to be resurrection. Come on. If Jesus said, do you know who I am? Ha, ha. Tonight, my question, I know I'm skipping around tonight, but do you know who Jesus is? Do you know the power? Do you know the authority that Jesus had? Don't you know the same power, the authority that Jesus had? We got the same power, authority. If you don't use it, how you going to know what's in you? How can you say, God established me, and I don't see no fruits? What's the fruits at, baby? Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm looking on your tree. I've been watching you for months and months and months and months now, but I don't see no fruits growing. So why there is no fruits growing? Let me help you out. Because the Bible says the anointing flow from the head on down. You got to check the head out, the head of the ministry. Check who over the ministry. Are they walking up right before God? Are they living holy, living a pure life? Are they purification? Come on. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. How can you tell me you're blessed and I don't see nothing. How can you say I'm blessed by the favor of God? I don't see nothing. Come on. When we bless of God, we got the evidence. This is what God did for me. This is what God did. I got it right here, baby. I got the proof. Come on, somebody. I got a testimony. I ain't just talking about what I got to say. Why? Because I'm letting God to establish me. I'm letting God make me all over again. Oh, my God, tonight, the Lord say tonight, somebody need to tell God, Lord, make me all over again. Because I realized, God, I thought I was established by you, but I realized, God, I went before my time. Come on, somebody. Or somebody pushed me before my time. Ooh, you better have the wisdom of God. Wisdom cries at the gate tonight. Come on, somebody. Somebody open me up, church. The Holy Ghost told me no. Come on. I could have got the big head, got a pulpa, old Prophet Lisa, Pastor Lisa. Oh, she got a church, honey. Yes. I could allow my ego to mess me up. But how many know? When you got a, you and God are close, when you and God are your friend, when I spend time with God, I fast, I pray, I seek God. And guess what? That night I got off of the church, that morning the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, no, don't take it. Woo, hallelujah. I didn't allow my flesh to get in the way. I ain't allow nothing because I was praying and seeking God. And God said, he said, you are a pastor, but you won't be a pastor after my own heart. You won't know how to treat people. You won't know how to love people because you got a heart for the people. Come on, somebody. You give out of your need. You don't mind giving. And he said that people shall draw to you because of the love of God that I put in you. God said, can't no man establish you. God said, I'm going to establish you. Because can't no man or woman get my glory. Can't man or woman say, this is what I did. God said, I'm going to do this for you because you don't wait in patience. Hallelujah. For years and years and years, I run for the calling. I want to be no pastor. Let my home be the bishop. Let him be the apostle. I just serve him. But the Holy Ghost said, how long are you going to run for your calling? He said, it's them. He said, I chose you to be a pastor. You didn't choose yourself, Lisa. So I had to surrender. 2021, 2022, I surrender, God. Oh, God, I took God, I accepted, God. Yes, God, I'll be your pastor. I said, Father, teach me. Teach me how to love your people. Teach me how to nurse your people. Teach me to help your people. And I don't want to have the wrong motive. I don't want to have a hidden agenda. God, teach me as you, God. Give me a pastor after your own heart, God. Hallelujah. Let me serve you, God, to the fullness. God, you establish me. Ooh. I told God, Lord, you establish me. Because I don't want no man come back and say, this is what I did. Come on, somebody. What old God took for us, God gets the glory. Can't no man, and that, oh, my God, this right here. Can't no man rebirth you to be a prophet, a pastor. God say he birthed people to be who he chose for us to be. In this hour, this time, and this season, you have to know that you know that God said, I'm establishing my people. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said he established my people. God said he established his people, and we will know that we know when we learn how to wait on God. People of God, on tonight, I encourage every woman of God, every man of God, let God establish you. Let God establish your ministry. To the woman 28 verse 2 say, these are things that he going to do. See, so many men and women, they want to get the glory credit, and they want to throw up in our face if it wasn't for me. No, baby. You had nothing to do with this friend. This all came from God. Come on, somebody. Because when I went through, you were nowhere around, but God took me through. Ooh, ah, my God. And God says, trust the process. Come on, somebody. See, can't nobody tell your story like you can tell it. They see the glory, but they don't know the story behind. Come on, somebody. I love God with my whole heart, soul, and my mind. I fast every week. I fast and pray and see God. Come on, somebody. On Wednesday, that's my off day. I stay home. I don't leave my house because I want to be in the presence of the Most High God. Tonight, as I begin to see God, Lord, I don't want to miss God. Don't let Lisa say anything at home. Instantly, that whenever I say, God, you speak to my lips are clean. Oh, my God. The Spirit of the Lord is speaking tonight. Who has an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you and me tonight? Tonight in my closing. Choose tonight who shall you serve. Hearken. Continue to hearken to the voice of God. Continue to hear what God is saying. Get instructions. Don't let nobody push you before your time. Hallelujah. You don't want to have a miscarriage. You don't want to abort a baby. You don't want to premature a baby. You want to be the carpet to the 9 months, to the four turns. But you got to be careful who you got around you. Come on, somebody. Be careful. Hallelujah. Who is your midwife? Coach to you. Oh, my God. My God. Now they're both so cool. You got to be careful who you got together around you. My. We got some dream killers, some vision killers, some hater killers. I'm learning how to close my mouth. When God gave me a dream, I'm going to keep it to me and God. You know what? People are going to share their dream with people. They're going to try to interpret and try to put something negative there. If you ain't careful, you will take what I say and run with. But I promise you, my God, I'm careful who I got around me. Help me push my faith. I'm careful who will cut up an biblical cord. You might cut the cord and it kill my faith. I'm very careful. Now, who are allowed now to touch and agree with me? Who pray with me? Call somebody. The Bible said, know them that labor among you and me in the gospel tonight. My people, God women, God men, so God, hallelujah. God said, choose tonight who shall you serve. God is a jealous God. You can't put nobody before God. I told my daughter this. I told my son this. God is a jealous God, son. You can't put that job before God. God will close that job and shut down. God said, you better give God some of your time. He said, mama, you're right, mama. Going to church. I said, you better. Same way God put you on that job. God will shut it down then. What you going to do then? Tonight, I'm going to shift this mic to Pastor E. Hamilton. I'm closing, and we're moving forward in the kingdom of God. In my last word, the Lord will establish you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people. The Lord say, let me establish you. So Psalms all need to go back. We got to go back and say, God, Lord, you know what I don't think? Lord, I miss you. Lord, I miss you, God. I gotta let you establish you. And that's why ain't nothing going. Ain't no fruits. God said, if your tree is not bearing fruit, God said he gave me to cut it down from the root. Woo, huh? Then he's gonna fall all over again. Pastor E, it's in your hand, man of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. In your hand, Pastor E. I'm done. Hallelujah.
Sparked a fire. I was sitting here saying, you know, did you listen to my sermon on Sunday? Because the topic was, you better playing with God. And we are going into phase two on this Sunday of stop playing with God. In the first segment, it was about waking up and knowing that it's the time is now to awake and come out of sleep and know that our salvation is close. We can so easily fall back into the norm. You know, pandemic came. Now we're all running around with chickens with our heads cut off. And now things are starting to calm down. And God is saying, you better wake up. Don't get lackadaisical. Don't take it for granted. Know that things are in motion. And are you going to be ready or are you going to try to get ready?
Uh-oh. Ooh, what you say, Pastor? Come on, Pastor.
Are you going to be ready or you got to get ready? I'd rather be already ready than to get there. And in that proactive life of God's spirit in me, I know I'm doing what he's calling me to do. And it doesn't matter who we are. Titles are thrown away. Positions are thrown away. We all are just children of God. hopefully yes, doing what we have a passion to do for God, and that's love people. And
yes,
I love
yes,
how
yes.
It's either one way or the other. You're going to either love people or go sit down, or you're either going to do it God's way or stop playing. And
amen.
If you're going to make it, and I'm going to make it, you said a couple of key things. I declare I am a child of God. There's no question. I am walking in righteousness. I'm doing the things that God's word says do. Do I have challenges?
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm winning my challenges by following the word of God and allowing that
yeah.
power of the word of God to now lead me. So God bless you. Yes, I make one push up in here. But we thank you for that word tonight. It has been dynamic. We got about 11 minutes for those out there that may have been sparked as I have and want to comment with Prophetess Lisa tonight, or you may be out there and don't even know why you're here. And this is the person I really want you to dial one. You don't know why you're here. You heard this dynamic woman of God just shout and preach the word, uncompromisable word of God, and now you want to know more. Dial one. We want to help you because we were just like you yesterday. We were just like you, and we needed someone
yeah.
to give us
yeah.
the answers and to be willing to listen to us to be able to know. You dial one also. But anyone out there that would like to get in the conversation, tonight is Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Pastor Terry, we already know you the first hand up.
Praise God, you know, family. Glory to God, my beautiful sister. You know, I'm over here saying I have been blessed. I received that word that the Lord used you. And like you said, who are we going to choose? He's an awesome father that he gives us that choice. That we can make that choice. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, who do we spend most of our time with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we spend enough time with him? That's when we say mm-hmm. we have to make that choice. It's a personal
mm-hmm.
choice. Who I'm going to spend?
Priority.
We're spending more yes, time. Sure. Yeah, when we go on our jobs, we still got to have that time with him. With him
yes.
within us to be
yes.
on them jobs, so
yes.
great word. I'm just over here. I took them scriptures down, so when I go back and listen to it again, it just
Amen.
Was good.
Hmm.
Who you gonna
Study
choose?
Time.
Who you gonna serve? Yes, it was
Amen.
Awesome, right, Pastor E? We praise
Amen.
God for you, my sister, and love you. Amen. Keep doing.
Thank
keep
you,
let God use
Thank
you.
You.
Amen, sister.
Amen. Thank you, Marcus.
Bless you, Pastor Terry.
I love you so much. I appreciate you.
Bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. Amen. Area code, 3 Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Good evening, Pastor G. Good evening, Prophetess Lisa. I want to thank you for your beautiful word, your word of life, your word of empowerment that God gives us. One word that I really took to heart was that word vision. When you mentioned vision, you know, I think we need to speak up on that more because I think we use dreams a little bit more than vision. And we need to recognize that our dreams are our visions, whether we're awake or whether we're in our sleep. These are visions that God give us. And then the other thing that I really take it to heart was when you said, and I don't think this is mentioned enough about the power that God gives us. So I really want to commend you and thank you on that because when we allow God to come into our life and to come into our being, he said he gave us his power. You said the anointing word right there that God give us, I don't think a lot of us recognize the power we have that God gives us. So I just want to thank you for shining a light.
I recognize.
Two things. I came in a little late, but I had to come in. A project I'm working on, so I got what I could do out of the way on that. And to get to this, thank you, Pastor E, for inviting me
Amen.
For tonight.
Yes, sir.
I've been fed tonight. I tell you, this message here is food for my spirit, my mind, and even my body because all three elements make up my soul. So I want to thank you Prophetess Lisa Harris for your word. I thank mm-hmm. God for a woman such as yourself, Minister Terry, and all the women and men that allow God to come into them and speak his word, speak his life, speak his way of life, and share the knowledge of God with us. I'll tell you, because without it, I'd be another lost soul.
Huh. Amen. And I'd be right behind you.
Amen.
We'd be
Amen.
Hanging out in the lost soul. Look, we'd be That's hanging right. out in the lost soul section together. But thank and glory what to God that we can encourage each other and stand with each other and learn from each other. Don't ever think you know
yeah.
too much. You better be willing to suck it in and be, you know, I say that because I become a sponge of the word of God. And I don't hear Lisa's voice or Clarence's voice or Michael's voice or any, I hear the word of God, and I can now rest in that when I know the security of the word of God, because you got to know the word and we perish for lack of knowledge in this world right now, because this is the word is how we got through the pandemic. The word is how we're mm-hmm. now on the other side of it, still being able to be able to withstand. And then with all the political things and all of the social things and all of the personal things and all of the mental things going on, the word of God can still fix us if we rely on that. So bless that. Bless that. Much love, Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 559, last four, 6770. You are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Blessings of the Lord be upon you all. I thank God for the privilege to hear what he has spoken to the body and to each and every one. Pastor, it's good to hear your voice. It's been a minute since I've been here, and to hear what the woman of God has shared with the body of believers and called leaders, because it's definitely a message to call leaders to recognize that it's not about them, but it's all about him. And all she did was, when she shared what she shared, it stirred within me. I could feel what you were feeling, Pastor E, because yes. of the fact that I'm in a series right now that's entitled "It's Got to Be in You" from Titus, and we're sharing out of the book of Titus and how impactful Paul's life was to Titus, that inspired him. And that's what needs to happen in this day and time with this generation that's coming up today, the right inspiration that Paul expressed, that it's got to be about the believers, about the people of God, and about eternity, about
yes.
them knowing about eternity. And how often do we hear anybody speak about eternity? And about getting it right and being right before we even leave here. Everybody's thinking about living their best life now. And it's not here. And we've been deceived and allowed it to exploit us. And I heard you when you said we're rushing back to that same old stuff. And God is raising up individuals, raising up those who are crying out loud and sparing not. And the ones that are crying out loud and sparing out are being ostracized by those who want to keep it status quo. But the devil is alive. Keep
yes, he is.
Keep on crying out loud, daughter of God, and continue to share what the Lord has said. It's a choice. And our choices have a rippling effect on everything around us. And we, as scripture says, we got to beware of those that we offend, that cause them to walk away from the Lord, that causes them to stumble along the way. Because it would be better if a noose be tied around our neck, a millstone cast into the lake, and we'd be lost for causing somebody to turn away from the faith and the way that God would have us to minister his word. But we're using it to manipulate our own agendas. And
yeah.
I'm so grateful to hear this word tonight being spoken about the choice, about making the right choice, making the right decision. Because truth be told, it hasn't been done. Too many from the youngest to the oldest are not doing it. we're running and wanting everybody to pat us on the back, wanting everybody to be pleasing to everybody, except unto the Lord. And I thank God for hearing this message about the choice. You keep on preaching, keep on teaching, keep on following, and leaning on the Lord and not leaning to your own understanding. It'll bless your life. I'm just grateful to be a part of this tonight. Thank you for this time, Pastor E.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you
bless
so much.
You, bless you. Bless you.
Yeah.
We got a couple of minutes back. 1 minute and 20 seconds. You dial one. Come on, get in the conversation. I know you want to give the woman of God a shout out. Or, as I said, you may not even know why you're here, but you heard some good things, and you want to be connected with good things. This is the place. This isn't for us to take over or to do anything but tell you we're just like you. We just made the decision to follow God. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you are live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Everyone on the whole line is saying good evening. I'm just not going to open up the lines.
Good evening, Prophetess Lisa. How are you tonight?
Good evening. Good evening, Evangelist. God bless you, woman of God.
And may God bless you also. You know what?
Thank you.
You have really, I'm going to say it, you have really, really preach that word tonight. I'm laying in bed with my head on two pillows, and I'm listening at you. You have really, really preached tonight. Do you hear me?
Amen. Thank you.
Do you
Thank
hear
you.
Me? You have truly
Amen.
Preached the word tonight.
Yes.
That's a word just
Thank
dropped
you.
Down from heaven. That's fresh fire.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You have shared so many good nuggets on here tonight.
Amen.
And I want to let you know, you keep on doing what you're doing. You keep on doing
Amen.
What God called you to do. Don't you swerve
yes,
to the left
Amen.
Nor to the right, but you stay in your right lane.
Yes.
You stay in your right lane.
Yes.
Because you done brought so many
yes,
good nuggets
yes.
here tonight. And guess what, my sister?
Thank
this word stuck
Thank
in my
you.
Spirit. When you say, choose you this day.
Choose.
Choose.
Come on.
Choose you this day
yeah.
whom you gonna serve.
Yeah. That's it right
and
there.
I'm sitting here. I heard you when you said it several times. Choose you this day.
Yeah.
Whom you gonna serve. We have
yeah.
a choice. Choose the Lord, choose the Lord, and you can sit on out there in the world and choose the devil.
Yes.
Still out there, serve the devil or serve God. And guess what, my sister? I am going to serve God.
Amen. Me too.
I am going to serve God. Listen, my sister. I'd rather serve God than to serve man any day. You hear me?
Any day. Come on. Come on with it, man. Yes.
Any day. I'd rather serve God than serve man.
Yes.
Man will turn
yes,
his
Lord.
Back on you. But God will never
Hallelujah.
Turn his back on you. God said, I'll never
Thank
leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Yes, God.
Choose
Hallelujah.
You this day. If I don't, oh, Lord, listen, choose you this day.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
I
you,
choose
Lord.
Choose him.
Hallelujah.
I'd rather choose God in the day. Any
yes,
time,
God.
Any hour, any time, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
I'm going to serve God, because if I don't serve him, I'm through. I am through.
Jesus.
Oh, Hondo
yes,
God, thank you for this word tonight. This was
yes,
so
yes.
awesome. Choose you this day. We have a charge, y'all. We have a
yes.
charge. This
yes,
God.
God. Hallelujah.
The devil.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Serve God or serve
God
the devil.
God be the glory. To God be the glory. Come on,
oh,
give him
yes,
praise tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I need to praise God tonight because
oh,
that
yeah,
God
he's
has
in
preached.
The house. The God of
hallelujah.
Overflow
she
is in the
here.
House tonight.
Yeah, I preached.
Yes,
so Lisa, prophetess, Lisa, you have preached.
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You don't even know. Hallelujah. Free indeed. Right. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so.
Hallelujah. Say it to the ground on the praise. I know, child. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank him. Thank him.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, God.
We need to thank you.
Yes.
Yes,
God.
We don't thank him enough. We don't give him enough thanks.
Yes.
We don't thank him
enough.
Thank you,
Father.
I didn't get over here to preach,
hallelujah.
But I can feel it. I feel this thing. I feel it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I feel it.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Go ahead, these fingers. Go ahead, honey.
Come on, y'all.
Go ahead. Go ahead, these fingers. Go ahead.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's wrong with God? We serving an awesome
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory.
She's an answer.
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
The all-sufficient one. Oh, my God. You done served
me up. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Woo! Thank
woo.
You, Father. Go ahead, Evangeline. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Woo!
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody out there. And give the Lord praise. Bless you, woman of God. You have you see when the fire is lit, everybody gets that fresh fire, and we're excited about that. Bless you so much. Bless you so much. Amen. Amen. Come on, anybody else, that last caller that needs to know Jesus, dial one. We're available for you here now, and ready to do whatever we can to share what God has done for us, because he'll do the same for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
amen. Prophetess Lisa, that must be that last call. And you have done such an awesome job as always, and letting
thank
the Lord
you.
Use you
thank
in a mighty way. I'm blessed,
amen.
And I'm thanking God. Because when you make me want to preach, you go ahead and hang. You can drop the mic now, because you've done a great work. Go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your presence tonight, God. Father God, we just want to tell the Lord, thank you again. God, we all on this line tonight. God, we make a choice, make a decision. We choose to follow you, God, on tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to continue to establish your people tonight, God. We pray for everyone that asked for special prayer tonight. We lift them up before you right now in the name of Jesus. Bless your people on tonight. Thank you for Pastor E. Hamilton that allowed me be to come forward. I ask you to continue to bless this ministry. Bless him, God, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, that word of God came tonight that you're going to bless him, to overflow blessing. It shall overtake him, that he shall not have room enough to receive. Father God, we thank you again. And Lord, we ask you tonight, God, that you will cover your people on this line tonight, that we all shall get sweet sleep, allow this word to begin to absorb in us, allow this word go deep in our hearts, begin to penetrate. God, we're not going to read the word. We're not going to be a doer. We're going to apply the word tonight. And God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Abundantly, above all you can. His grace and mercy keep me on the go. I let the Holy Spirit hit you, make this free man shout. Now in the church of California, what I'm talking about. F to Z, Pastor E, preach the word. Revive the same spirit, take home what you heard. I reconciliation, turn our wrongs to right. Joy us fight, what? The dark turn the light now.
Exceedingly abundant.
Family, we love you.